Okay, so I would like to dedicate this shiur le'ilu nishmat Rabbi Daniel ben Victoria, alav shalom. This week's parasha, parashat Tzav, we read about the mitzvah of Terumat HaDeshen. Terumat HaDeshen is the removal of a portion of the ashes from on top of the Mizbeach, of all the korbanot that were burned on the day before, left overnight on the Mizbeach to burn. And the Torah says as follows, Velavasha kohen midovad, the kohen should wear his special clothing of kehuna, umichnesevad ilbash al besaro, the kohen garbs, veherim et adeshen, asher tochal ha'esh, he goes to the Mizbeach, he removes a portion of the deshen, of the burnt ashes that the fire consumed, et ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, v'samo etzel ha'mizbeach, from the previous day's korbanot, and he should place it next to the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara in Temura says that we derive from the word v'samo etzel ha'mizbeach, he should place it alongside the Mizbeach, that the ashes should remain next to the Mizbeach, and they should not be used for any other purpose. The Gemara notes that this is an exception to the general rule, which the Mishnah says over there in Masechet Mura, that kol hanisrafim efran mutar. Whenever the Torah obligates one to burn something, then if he does burn it and he fulfills the commandment of the Torah, the ashes from here on are going to be permitted in Hana'a. So for example, there are certain things which the Torah obligates one to burn. Terumat teme'ah, the terumot that you give from the fruits in Eretz Yisrael, there's an obligation if they become impure to burn them. Same thing when it comes to orla, fruits within the first 3 years that grow from a tree, there's an obligation to burn. Or kilaim, mixtures of grape, barley, and wheat. In such a case, there's an obligation to burn it. If a person does fulfill the mitzvah, which the Torah commands him, and he burns those items, then the coals, or the efer, the ashes, are going to be permissible because the prohibition is not going to linger any longer. However, kol hanikbarin efran asur. If the Torah does not specifically obligate you to burn something, for example, basar b'chalav, there's no obligation to burn basar b'chalav. Sure, you're not allowed to benefit from basar b'chalav, you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav, and one may decide, today it's easy, you just throw it in the garbage, but one would decide to burn it in order that no one should benefit from it. Nevertheless, once one burns it, he's not going to be permitted to use the ashes or use the coals for something else because he's not fulfilling a Torah obligation to burn it. There's no, you're not removing the prohibition by burning it. However, when it comes to something that Torah specifically obligated you to burn, in such a case, once you burn it, with the exception of Terumat HaDeshen, once you burn it, you're going to be permitted to benefit from the ashes or from the coals. Now, so when it comes to Hametz on Pesach, we are going to the Hag of Pesach, and obviously we are all thinking about the various halachot, even 30 yom kodem haHag, 30 days before, we must study, we must ask, we must figure out the various details of this holy Yom Tov. So when it comes to Hametz v'Pesach, there's a big machloket Tanaim, which carries forward to the Rishonim as well, whether one is allowed to benefit when one has to burn Hametz on Pesach or not. According to the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Perek Kol Shara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En biur Hametz el asrfa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one can only discard of Hametz via burning. One has to burn the Hametz so in order that he should not have it on Pesach. However, according to Chachamim, one can dispose of it and destroy it in any which way he wants. Mefarer vezorei laruach, he can crumble it up and throw it in the wind or throw it in the ocean, and that's going to suffice. However, Rabbi Yehuda, he learns from the halacha of Notar. The Torah says that if one leaves over korbanot, the meat of the korbanot overnight, so he has to burn it the next day. Ve'anotar mimeno bayom ha'shelishi ba'esh yisaref. One has to burn the notar, which was improperly left over. Rabbi Yehuda over there in Masechet Pesachim derives from there that also hametz has an obligation to burn. Now the Rishonim argue whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda or whether we follow Chachamim. The opinion of Rashi and the Smag follows Rabbi Yehuda, that one has to burn the Hametz, and this is because the Mishnah in Temura counts Hametz as one of the items that have to be burned. So it seems like, to those Rishonim, that it seems like that we are ruling like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Chachamim. However, the Rambam, the Geonim, and the Bala Aitur all follow Chachamim, and they hold that one can dispose of Hametz in any which way he chooses and does not have to necessarily burn the Hametz. This is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch as well, of Maran. He rules that Bi'ur Hametz Bechol Davar, one can burn Hametz in any which way he wants. However, the Rema adds that the Minhag is to burn the Hametz in order to fulfill those opinions of Rishonim that hold like Rabbi Yehuda as well. And this seems to be the Minhag of the Sfaradim, as the Ben Ish-Hai assumes, and the Mishnah Berurah in Ish Matzliach, the Chacham Rabbi Meir Mazuz also testifies this was the Minhag, and this Chacham Avadia Yosef also writes that it's better for Sfaradim to burn the Hametz if possible. Now the two writes, there should come out a big difference between these two opinions with regards to the coals, as we spoke before. We said that whenever there's a mitzvah to burn something, then the coals are going to be permitted, the ashes are going to be permitted. Whereas when there is no mitzvah to burn something, the ashes are going to be forbidden. So while it may be a humrah to burn the hametz, as opposed to using other means of destroying it, it's going to be a kula with regards to the outcome. Once you did burn the hametz, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you had to burn it, that you have a commandment to burn the hametz, then if you did burn it, then you're going to be allowed to benefit from the coals from now on. Whereas according to Chachamim, that you have no specific obligation to burn it, says the Tur. If so, the halacha should be like we saw in Masechet Temura, that is just like basar b'chalav. You have no obligation to burn it. If you did burn it, the coals nevertheless remain asur. So if so, it's going to come out that Chachamim hold that one does not have to burn the hametz, but if one does burn the hametz, he's going to be the coals or the ashes are going to be forbidden behana'ah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that one has the obligation to burn the hametz, and therefore, if one does burn it, he's going to be allowed to benefit from the hametz. Now, the Gemara says, back in Temura, the Gemara says that because there is a difference between the outcome and the coals, between if you have to burn it or you don't have to burn it, then one should not switch the processes. Meaning to say that one should not burn something that does not have to be burned, and one obviously should not bury something that has to be burned, because if you have to burn it, you have to fulfill that mitzvah. If you have notar, and the Torah says you should burn the notar, you have to burn it. If you hold that Hametz bePesach has to be burned, you have to burn it. But when it comes to things that you don't have to burn, the Gemara says, Kol ha-nikbarim lo yisarfu. If you don't have to burn it, don't be mahmir and burn it, because once you will burn it, people will think that you can benefit from the coals. Now today, it's not so common that you will dig up the coals of the Hametz, obviously, or of any other thing that you burn and you will use them. But that can happen, for example, if somebody mistakenly makes basar b'chalav and it's burnt up as a coal, and he wants to use that in his grill to continue cooking with that coal. Or, for example, if somebody has a matzah bakery and he bakes a matzah and one of the matzot becomes hametz, to throw that matzah inside and burn it and then continue cooking, you'll say that seems to depend on the machloket of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. That if you hold that, obviously we're talking about the time of Bi'ur Hametz, if you hold that you have a mitzvah to burn Hametz, so you fulfilled your mitzvah, and once it's already coals, you're going to be allowed to benefit from it. Whereas if you hold that there's no specific mitzvah to burn the Hametz, even if you do burn it, then you're not going to allow to benefit from it. And therefore, the Mishnah says in Temura that one should not burn something which he does not have to. It's not a humrah because it's going to come on to become a kula. You're going to benefit from the coals. So this brings us to the question of many Acharonim, starting from the Magen Avraham and onward, many, many Acharonim, the Nadab Yehuda, the Chok Yaakov, and others, they all ask this question. If so, why do Maran, and why does the, already starting from the Rambam, why do they all say that whereas you don't have to burn the Hametz, you could burn the Hametz? You should, it says, Mitzvah Biur Hametz, the Lashon of Maran is, Ketzah Biur Hametz, Sorfo, you should burn it, you should either burn it or you should crumble it up and throw it in the wind or throw it in the ocean. Why would you be allowed to burn it? We just said that something that you don't have to burn, the Mishnah advises not to burn because you're going to come to benefit from it. If so, what is the Eter? And why are we saying that the Minhag of the Sfaradim all along was to burn the Hametz? And it's even advisable, and that should be the proper way. L'chora, we have this issue of that you might come to benefit from the coals and from the ashes. So there's a few terutzim that are said in this matter. The Magen Avraham says that perhaps there's no such halacha that one is not allowed to burn what he has to bury, only that the Mishnah just means to say that if you did burn it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And indeed, he brings from the Maharil that said that after somebody burns the Hametz, he should discard of the ashes so he does not come to enjoy them. Like we said, today, according to this Magen Avraham, today there wouldn't be such a problem with this because we don't really benefit from the ashes. The only nafkamina would be, you know, people who bake matzot and they need maybe extra coals. Again, that also is automated today. It's not so much of a problem. And anyways, today we also, with all the fuel that we put on top of the Hametz to burn it, that anyways, it posel from Achila, so that's going to take care of that problem. But the Haronim are not happy with this answer of Magen Avraham, because it seems like there is a specific halacha that one should not go ahead and be mahmir to burn something which he does not have to burn, lest he come to enjoy the ashes. The Chok Yaakov, which is a perush on Yilchot Pesach, printed in Shulchan Aruch, he has a different answer, and he says that we have a choice over here. Which humrah should we choose? Should we be more mahmir in the way that we destroy the hametz? And of course, if you let somebody crumble up the hametz and spread it in the wind or throw it in the ocean, he's going to have a little bit of a harder time, and maybe some crumbs are not. Maybe he's not going to do such a exhaustive job. Whereas when it comes to burning, you just set the hametz on fire, and that's it. It's simple. It's a simple process, and the hametz is surely going to be destroyed. So he says the Chok Yaakov, this is our choice. Either you destroy it the best way possible, or you won't destroy it the best way possible, but you'll gain that people might not come to enjoy the coals. So he says we'd rather choose the humrah in the way of destruction of the hametz, which is a much more serious problem. Bifrat, according to the opinions that hold that the coals and the ashes that remain from an isur are not prohibited mid-deoraita, they're only going to be prohibited mid-rabanan. So he says we choose the better of the two stringencies. Better for us to burn the hametz, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which really destroys and discards of the hametz, rather than not burn it, you're right, people are going to know not to benefit from the ashes, but from the leftovers, but you might not do such a good job. Okay, that's the Chok Yaakov's opinion. Again, just important to note that even the burning of the hametz, if one is going to be mevatel, whatever is left over, it's still going to be only a derabanan. That's why when we do bdikat hametz, we are careful not to include the hametz which we are going to burn the next day, because if we do, then really we are not fulfilling any mitzvah deoraita by burning the hametz in the next day, because we're mevatel it, we already nullified it. Whereas if we keep that, if you notice the expression that we say in the bitul hametz, in the nullification of hametz on the night of bikat hametz, we say any hametz that we have not seen, we have not seen, that hametz should be nullified like the dust of the earth. The next day, we still want to have some hametz that we are actually destroying via burning, either to fulfill the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rama says and like the Minhag is, or to also fulfill the mitzvah of Ashpata even according to Chachamim. So, like we said, the equation still remains that the Hametz left for the morning of Bi'ur Hametz is going to, you are going to have a mitzvah mideoraita, a mitzvah taseh, a positive commandment of Tashbitu Se'or Mibatechem, of destroying that Hametz. And says the Chok Yaakov, better that you should fulfill that mitzvah with all its stringencies, that you should, that then you should not burn the Hametz and then come to a problem. So you're right, people are not going to come to take those crumbs and eat them, but at the same time, you might not do such a good job. That's the Chok Yaakov's, one of his answers. Now the Noda Biuda and many, many Acharonim, Davne Miluim, I think the Pei Hadash also says this. This Terutz, Chacham Avadia Yosef also quotes them in Yabia Omer, Chalek Aleph. They all say that there's an intrinsic difference between Hametz and other items that don't have to be burnt. Even if you hold like Chachamim, that you don't have to burn Hametz. What is the reason why something that you have to burn is you can enjoy the coals? Say Tosfot in Masechet Mura, because en lecha davar shenaaset mitzvato ve'asur. If the Torah told you to do something, there's a certain protocol you have to follow. You have teruma teme'a, you have impure teruma, burn it. Once you did what you had to do, the isur should no longer linger. Except for teruma tadeshen, which there's a specific exception. But anything else, if the Torah says that you have an obligation to do, as to carry out a specific procedure with an item, once you carried out that procedure, you have done whatever is required of you and the isur should no longer remain. So he says, when it comes to basar b'chalav, there's no obligation whatsoever to discard of basar b'chalav. You have basar b'chalav, okay, meat and milk, so don't eat it. You're scared that people will come to eat it, okay, so throw it in the garbage. But you have not fulfilled a mitzvah by throwing it in the garbage. All you did is remove the possibility of somebody eating it or of somebody benefiting from it. So they say, so when it comes to hametz, you're right. According to Chachamim, you don't have to burn it, but you have to do something to destroy it. If so, once you did that, once you carried out that obligation of destroying it, then it should no longer be asur. So we must mention that this is expressly against the Tur. The Tur says that according to Chachamim, if you burn the Hametz, you're still not allowed to benefit from the coals. But all these Acharonim, and it's interesting, the Chacham Avadia goes with this as though it's the opinion, although it seems like the Tur and Maran also go, don't follow this line of thought. But nevertheless, there are many, many Acharonim that take on this approach, and that is that since when it comes to Hametz, according to all opinions, the Torah commands you specifically to do an act of destroying the Hametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is burning, but according to Chachamim, it's any which way you can, but there's an express obligation to destroy it. Once you carried out your express obligation, once you followed the protocol, there's no reason for it to become asur. So, therefore, the ashes of the Hametz, or the crumbs of the Hametz, are going to be permitted behana'a once you fulfilled that mitzvah. Again, with the crumbs, it could be a little bit more complicated, but if someone used any other means of destroying the Hametz, and for sure, if a person burns the Hametz, it's going to be permitted according to all of these Acharonim. Again, this is not the opinion of the Tur. This is going to be according to all the Acharonim. The Nafkamina, and this is going to be, some have a custom to bake matzot Erev Pesach after Hatzot. If a person can afford that time not to be in the house and to go to a matzah bakery, or if he has an oven in nearby, and he's baking matzot Erev Pesach, it's a very, very special thing to do. You recite the Hallel along with it. But there, once a person, you can maybe mess up on one or two matzot, and they can become hametz. If a person would burn it at that time, as he should, is that efer, can you benefit from those coals? Can you put them back in the oven and use those coals? That would depend on these opinions. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then it's going to be permitted. If you hold like Chachamim, then it should not be permitted unless you follow all of these Acharonim that say that since anyways you have an obligation to destroy it, then the ashes are going to be permitted in such an instance. It's another nice terutz to this question. And the Tosfot Hadashim brings this down in Psachim in the name of Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, who was one of the big masters of Hasidut, but he also wrote a Perush on Mishnayot. And in this Perush, he says that the whole problem with burning something that the coals are that burning something that you don't have to, because you may come to benefit from the coals, that's only with something that isur is a long term isur, like basar v'halav. If you're going to burn basar v'halav, the coals are going to stay there forever. Basar v'halav is not an isur that ever goes away. Whereas when it comes to hametz, it's only a seven day isur, 8 days in chutz laretz, then that's not going to be a problem. And although hametz after Pesach is also asur, clearly if a person burns it before, it's not going to be asur after Pesach, and could be anyways an isur derabanan. You're not going to have to be so mahmir to fear that one might benefit from the coals. Anyways, that's a terutz that perhaps is going to be permitted, lizman mu'at. But the general consensus of the Acharonim, and even Chacham Avadia goes with this, is not following the tour's hidush, rather that when it comes to hametz, you are going to be allowed to benefit from the coals. Like we said, the nafkamina is going to be it's not going to be so practical in all cases, but just to understand this halakha properly. Again, if one wants to burn the hametz and to fulfill these shitot that you should destroy it via burning, the poskim say that one should not pour gasoline or whatever is on the hametz before the burning, because then you destroy it regardless through the pouring of the gasoline. So although that's okay, according to Ashkenazim, it would be more of a problem because they have an explicit, the Rama says straight out that one should burn the hametz. According to the Sfaradim, it's just a custom to burn it. Then perhaps we don't have to be as mahmir with this. But nevertheless, since the Ben Ish Chai and since the and everybody, all the other Ahronei Sfaradim write that one should try to burn the hametz and not use other means of destroying the hametz, then indeed one should be careful to first burn it. And only then, if he needs to add more fuel to the fire, then he should add more fuel to the fire. Just another point when it comes to the burning of the hametz. So we had this discussion about whether you are allowed to benefit from the ashes. This whole discussion would only be if you burn it after it's asur. So again, that's why it would only be practical if somebody is baking the matzot after hatzot. Because if you're burning it before, once it loses the status of hametz, before Pesach even starts, before even 6 hours on Erev Pesach, then it's not even going to be hametz coming into Pesach. So then according to both Chachamim and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's not going to be any problem with the ashes. Now, what about if you find hametz on Pesach itself? What do you do with that hametz? Do you burn it? Do you discard it? So here the Shulchan Aruch says like this. If you find it on Chol HaMoed, then you should burn it. And again, this is like the Humrah that we said, that it's lechatchila that a person should burn it. However, if a person cannot find a way of burning it, then he should throw it or do whatever he can, especially when it comes to hametz that you find on Pesach, which is generally already covered with your bitul, as we spoke. You already nullified all of your hametz before Pesach. All the hametz which you have seen, which you have not seen. The hametz which you have seen, you burned. So this hametz obviously escaped your sight. You didn't see it, so therefore it's covered with your bitul. So it's considered to be like the dirt of the earth, and you are not going to transgress a deoraita. Nevertheless, midrabanan, you are not allowed to have it in your house. Then you should destroy it. Lechatchila also, if you can burn it, this is on Chol HaMoed. However, what happens if you find hametz on the Hag itself? So the problem with hametz is on the Hag that it's also muktzeh. So technically, you should have said, why don't you just pick it up and throw it out? And okay, maybe you can't burn it. Maybe you can't set a fire to it. On Hag, that could be problematic because it's not for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. But nevertheless, you should be able to discard it, maybe throw it out. So since chametz is muktzeh on Chag, it's not ta'ui for anything on Pesach, there is absolutely no use for chametz. You're not allowed to own chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. So therefore, you cannot move it. So the halacha is that you kofeh alav keli, you cover it with something, you make sure that no one acts as a, on Pesach or eats it by mistake. And then right after Pesach, you should, right after the Yom Tov, you should burn it. But the poskim have a machloket when it comes to the second day of Yom Tov. Second day of Yom Tov, some say that we're not going to hold you back from burning your chametz, from destroying your chametz on the second day, which is only the Rabbanan. And they treat second days when it comes to chametz like Chol HaMoed. However, others are mahmir in this regard as well. And therefore, the halacha is that one should, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, one could take the chametz from wherever it is and throw it out. But nevertheless, one should not burn it, but discard it in any other possible means. I wish that all of us have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, that we are able to fulfill the mitzvah of Veigata Levincha, of teaching our sons and daughters about Yetziat Mitzrayim, of imparting the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim and the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we fulfill our obligations when it comes to Hametz and when it comes to Matzah, and we do everything in the right way. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be zocheh, ben nisan igalu, ben nisan atidim ligael, and we see Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehra b'emenu, amen.